We're joined now by Knoxville Boys track and field coach Eric Keller. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS. Talking to coach following the state qualifying meet in Pella on from Thursday. Coach, you got a couple of meets or a couple of events in as automatics as we're sitting here. Hopeful you get more, but I guess overall, your thoughts on how everything went Thursday with the qualifying meet.
Well, Hutt and I talked about it and talked with the kids. Like, you know, you go to districts, it's there's a lot of pressure. I mean, you get one shot at it. My buddy in Colorado, they have the top 18 go, like, throughout the whole year. So you kind of know what's going on. But districts, it's, you know, you mess up a relay or you false start or, you know, like a kid pulled up and knocked the Carlisle kid out of his 100, and so things happened. But we were pretty happy. I mean, we had pretty good feeling that Isaac would make it all three. It's not official yet, but he should be in all those. And then we thought we could get three relays possibly in, and we just didn't quite get the handoffs we needed on one. And the sprint med was just loaded, so didn't get that, but the 4x2 set a school record, and we weren't even for sure we were going to run it, because I kind of give some guys some choices at the end of the year, you know, what I think they could do. And Jack and Jaron could have run the open four and probably gotten in. And I said, but, you know, I think we could probably run a good 4x2. And they chose to do that with Kyler and Emmett. And again, that's a really good competition. And again, not official, but I'm sure we got that in too. So,
a couple of weeks ago, I talked to you, and you were, thinking, okay, what am I going to do? I don't have Jack, I don't have Brody. Jack comes back. I mean, apparently the injury was rehabbed pretty quickly for him.
Yeah, I talked to his mom last night, and when you have hamstrings, you know, when you have different degrees of pulls, like if it knots up, you're going to be done for a while. And luckily it didn't knot up, and he got some rehab and came back, and man, he was really close to being able to run conference. He was a couple days away, so I think we probably could have won conference with him. But we weren't sure. I mean, I wasn't even sure until Tuesday, because I took him to the Pella meet Monday and gave him a little workout. And then I told him Tuesday you have to run, you know, this 200 in a certain time with no pain. And, you know, he did it. And so we kind of decided after that, kind of late in my planning from all the years I've done this, but worked out for him.
Talking to Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. Let's go to Isaac. Monday, he sets a record in the 800, and then Thursday qualifies in a 16 and 32. Not too bad of a week for him.
Yeah, really good week. And, you know, the old cliche, hard work pays off. But, I mean, he's done nothing but put himself in that position by his hard work. And Coach Hud just every year just does an amazing job with those guys. You know, Kerr went 157 last year. Caden Curry before that, and Caden McGill before that, and you know, Seth Mulraven, and so they worked really well together. And like, Isaac was kind of frustrated last night. He got boxed in that eight, and you know, didn't think he's going to be in the fast heat. But from the times I look at, I think he probably will be in the fast heat. And then, you know, he's got a goal to break the school record in the mile. So you know, but he could get some hardware if he runs some good races.
For the most part, you've got guys who have been there, done that at state meet or Drake relays. So what are you telling these, you know, the guys that are, going up there next week?
Well, actually, we don't have a lot of experience. You know, the guys last year that we did with Kobe and Caden and those guys. But, Isaac missed it last year because he was sick. And then these younger guys really haven't had that experience. So, you know, Kyler's first year he's been out, and but you know, we tell them just to prepare. Like it's different. I mean, that surface will make you go faster, and the atmosphere is electric. So, you know, we try to get them mentally prepared as possible to be prepared to PR and make some noise if we can.
What makes you go faster up there? Is it just that, you know, this is the biggest crowd you're going to run in front of your entire career?
That's part of it. But, you know, you talk to people who are very technical about surfaces and they just say that Mondo surface is, it makes you go faster, you know, whatever it's made of. But for sure the competition that you're going against and the crowd and all of it all wrapped together.
For the guys in events that didn't qualify or won't qualify for whatever reason, what kind of things are you looking for in the off season, maybe in the next year as you embark on another season?
Oh, I'm pretty excited. Like, you know, I was stayed up late last night and was looking at results of other districts, and I was already working on my next year's conference and district lineup. Lincoln Norris is going out next year, and you know, I got three guys back from the 4x2, and I got, you know, the sprint med back. So, you know, just keep them, you know, excited about just track and field in general, and you know, make sure they're in the weight room this summer, and hopefully go up for multiple sports, you know, to help their teammates and also just to stay competitive. So, yeah, we got a lot coming back. You know, Brody be healthy, you know, maybe our shuttle will have a shot next year. So I think the kids, you know, last night we're talking about it, like, oh, if we do this and this next year. So that's always nice to hear them. You know, they're excited for football and all that stuff, but you hear them talking about next year. It's fun as a coach to hear that.
And with all the improvements coming up and throwing areas at Knoxville, maybe you're not riding a bus anywhere. Maybe you're staying home and hosting your own state qualifier.
Yeah, Mr. Paulson's going to put in for sure. As soon as that comes up, he'll put in for hosting a district. And you know, we're hopefully getting in another home meet, a co-ed, if possible. So yeah, we'll. Yeah, we'll have one of the nicest facilities around. They'll match anybody with the new throwing area in the parking lot. So that's kind of exciting.
All right. Best luck to you next week and the guys, and we hope for good results.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Cover Less.